Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio on the SOP Radio Network. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And welcome to the Be Wisdom Radio and TV Network. And we're on SOP Radio, live stream and news stream. Tonight I want to talk about how we use our human experience to stay in the same place and do the same thing. We really, really focus on the human side instead of our spiritual sapience. And that is where the biggest difference lies in life. When we're focused on something, we're disallowing the new to come in and the expanding energies within us to come forth. So when you choose to expand who you are, you expand your thing. But how do you look at life? as everything that's ever happened in your life, and everything always will happen the same way. That's because it's a predestined and pre-ingrained outcome from your subliminal landscape, and that's what happens in life. We're so ingrained in the subliminal, we forget to live in the metaphysical. And then really, if you look at life, how much is really physical that you see, and how much of that is physical really expands you? It's your everyday life and your encounters that really open you out to new paradigms. But we focus on things and we listen with an intent to be right and to be smarter than the next person, rather than enjoying life and listening to expand our wisdom and open out our heart wisdom to expand our life. You have to free yourself in the inner self in order to do this. And when you free the inner self, you're actually freeing who you are and expanding yourself in your heart wisdom. And that is what opens up when you expand and listen to expand your wisdom. How do you feel you get so caught up in life and you want to be right because that's everything you've ever been taught? And when you're taught that, you stay in that paradox. And that's what would happen in life. And how is that even happening today in the political and in the corporate world? Everything is about money. And money comes from wisdom. You pay for your wisdom will pay you. However, we're so caught up in being right, we forget to enjoy life and see who we are and where we're going in life. And that is where life is all about, is expanding in the moment. But we're so afraid to expand that it hurts. And, you know, expansion isn't about doing things. It's about letting go of things. Here's something that works astronomically. Write down about your life, everything you know about your life, and just really, really, really write it down and understand what is going on. Then when you get it all wrote down and you're pretty proud of yourself and you really look at that and say, yeah, then write down and ask this question: how is this my biggest limitation? How are you so afraid to expand that you hold yourself accountable for where you're at? That is what life really, really holds true to us, is how are you afraid to expand who you are? And we expand through listening. But how are we taught? If we listen and we use other people's wisdom, it really isn't who we are. But here's this. How does this feel? When somebody speaks, gives you some wisdom, how about expanding into that to put it into your journey and how that'll expand your journey? We're so afraid of what people say to us that we're really ready to pounce back. And that happens to me, even though I understand listening. Listening is life, innovation, sapience, tremendously expanding naturalness. It's love, innovation, sapience, totally expanding, nurturing, sapience, wisdom. Wisdom is wealth, innovation, sapience, determining omnipotent manifestation. So how are you afraid and have a fear of wealth, success, and trusting your abilities? That's where life is really lived and really about. When you're afraid to live life, you're afraid to expand who you are in your heart. This is where life is lived, is in your heart and not anyplace else. And as you live in your heart, life expands. And this happened to me. This is the area that has to become unencumbered and free. When this becomes, this follows. And that is an absolute truth. It's how do you trust God and Mrs. Universe? And you have to keep asking this question over and telling yourself, I trust God, Mrs. Universe, the womb of enterprising energies today and every day. And when you really get caught up in something, you look at them and say, God, how do I trust you and Mrs. Universe today? And when you're in a challenge, challenges don't enter your life because you did something wrong. Challenges enter your life because of love. That's letting go of omnipotent, letting go of old patterns, vividly expanding into new paradigms. Challenges are wisdom, or seeds of wisdom, just like your fears are seeds of wisdom. Everything that happens in your life is a fear of is a seed of wisdom. And when you open up to understand life is a seed of wisdom, you open out new paradigms. How are you that zealous explorer in your life, expanding your life? And that is what life is about, being the zealous explorer. You want to create a curiosity in here. And when you create that curiosity in there, you're opening up that zealous explorer. But we're afraid to be curious of who we are, because it's easier to listen to somebody else, and that way you can blame somebody else for everything that's going on in your life, and you don't have to take responsibility. And when you choose to take responsibility, you're really choosing to expand who you are in every facet of your life. And the only fear you have is fear of itself. And when you choose to let go of that fear, you're choosing to really let go of things that are holding you back and nobody else. And when that happens, you really expand into new paradigms. And when you're expanding into new paradigms, you're really, really opening out something. But it's listening to be right is where the challenges lie in life. And when you let go of listening to be right and to be smarter, you open out a serene serenity inside here that really opens your heart. And then when you listen and allow the other person to express their viewpoint, that's when life becomes easier. Life is easier when you allow it to be easier. Freedom comes to those who flow in harmony with their desires. And that's something else. When you choose to take the words want and need out of your life, you're really choosing to let go of everything in your life. How does that make you feel? Because fear is, my friend, expanding innovation, nurturing determination to let everything go and expand affluent revelation, opening out to omnipotent peace. And the biggest fallacy in the world is happiness. Happiness, happiness, happiness. Happiness is a state of mind, a temporary thing. But omnipotent peace is in your heart. When you can open out to omnipotent peace, you're opening out to everything in life. And the heart is energy. Yes, it is. Expand into your desires. This is coming from the chat room. My heart is energy. Expand into your desires. And always be standing on the edge, opening out yourself. And I want to welcome the guests on the phone lines and in the chat room. And as you open it out who you are, you're expressing who you are. And here's the thing, your eyes do, 60% of all communication is nonverbal. However, your eyes are your window to your soul, but your soul is your window to the universe. And here's something that I've learned and you got to open out your Yahweh, and that's the God eternal. And when you say Yahweh, that means the God eternal is expressing himself to the world. And here's something. My Yahweh opens the way for me to experience my desired life in a lavish, luxurious way. The hardest thing people do is live in poverty, because poverty takes work. When you live in prosperity, you're living in a flow. But how is poverty prosperity? How does this make you feel? Poverty is prosperity opening out vivid, expanding revelations, tremendously yesing every facet of my life. Take a negative word, make it a positive outcome, but how is prosperity poverty? See how that freed you up? That opened out a new paradigm, because we grew up and we've had a impoverished, ingrained DNA, which is our emotion, that has kept us locked into the same paradox all of our life, because we've allowed the school system the corporations, the government, everybody to dictate our lives rather than us dictate our lives and who we are. That's what's really expanding here and opening out new paradigms. Is when you open out a paradigm that's percipient, affluent, revelation. How does that feel? See how them words mean power when you say that? And when you give the word a positive power, it opens out a new paradigm for you to experience your life. And God is all love and all is God, but it's my way. It's the Yahweh. That is out of the Aramaic and the old Sea Scrolls, or the Dead Sea Scrolls. And when you hear this, and it's really opens out something for you to experience, because life is what we experience when nobody else is watching. Life gets in the way of life, and that's the way it is. When you set an intention, and you want to use the word intention instead of the word goal, because when you use the word intention, you're going to feel your eyes become focused and narrowed. Say the word goal, you're going to feel pretty bland. But when you say the word intention, your eyes focus. And it's your intentions that focus your visions, emotions, feelings, and thoughts. You're balanced, aligned, and grounded in your own desires. And all my life I've used balance, aligned, grounded, and all these fancy words, but I never understood them until now. It's when your visions, emotions, thoughts, and feelings are all focused on one energy. And that's what a desire is an energy. And when you focus them energies, you're focused on your desires. And the past doesn't exist, nothing happens. You get in the moment and you live in the moment. And when you're in the moment, you're living a futuristic, expanding horizontal timeline, and you're energizing your vertical timeline. We have vertical time. And when you feel that, and when you align your chakras and they're all open and they're going out the crown chakra, that's vertical time. And when you energize that vertical time, you're energizing yourself. And the only person you really, really have to choose to energize is you. And when you're energizing you, the universe pays attention. And poverty is actually a seed of wisdom because you don't like where you're at. But where the college, if you listen to a college-educated economist, they never talk about expansion. And today, in all the pundits you listen to, none of them are talking about innovation. And the world is looking for one person's innovation, and that's yours. And innovation is just intelligence nurturing naturalness. And that's what it is. It's your nurturing naturalness that you want to omnipotently, tremendously aggrandize, total innovative, vivacious expansion. And that's what innovation is. It's inside you. And see how these words really mean something when you use them? Unleash, unlock, unshackle, innovation, motivation. See, motivation's outside word, nothing. Inspiration, it all comes from here. You want to open that heart out to have everything you desire to move forward. And when we listen to people to be right rather than listen to expand our wisdom, we're really numbing ourselves down because we're staying in the same thing. A person that goes to bed, a person that wakes up in the morning as an arrogant know-it-all goes to bed the same. But a person waking up as a philosophical savant open to listening to other people's wisdom to expand to listen goes to bed a wiser man or woman. But it's a savant greatness that we all have. We all have a phenomenal philosopher within inside us that is an innovative wit, just has a red hot burning desire to go into the universe and expand the universe. But however, how are we so afraid of ourselves and what other people will say? And somewhere in everybody's life, me included, people laughed at something that was just kind of off the wall and kind of insane. While it's the off-the-wall insanity that's going to bring us out of this economic awakening we're in, because a recession is just an innovative meltdown. We're in an innovative awakening to enrich the nirvana we choose to live inside. So when are we going to let go of letting the physical world control and the human experience control our spiritual sapience? When are you open and willing to let your my way open out my spiritual sapience to expand this world back into the moral and ethical, financial, personal, emotional, sovereignizing richness we deserve to experience? You know, you can blame everybody in the world for every situation that's going on, but it's my fault. I can't even say it's your fault, because this is mine. The wisdom has always been in the world for me to expand myself. But however, I always was willing and ready to let somebody else do it rather than me. And who did I really, really encompass in the same paradox? Me. And here's the thing. I don't tell stories about what other people and other people do, because I don't have that right. When I talk about somebody else's story, I'm ingraining that story in me, because the words you say have an emotional effect on your inner landscape. And when your inner landscape, your emotions, feelings, thoughts, and visions match the physical world, then you're truly balanced, grounded, and whole, because your heart is in it. And that's what people are afraid to really expand into, is get that heart in there. Because the heart never has been broken. Your heart and inner self has never been heartbroken. It's the pride, ego, and control that's been broken in every facet of every situation. You think you feel this, so the other person should feel that. The ego is a condemning, controlling factor that we think everybody should be like us and do what we do. Well, that's the biggest fallacy in the world. Everybody is a free-flowing spiritual savant philosophizing their own life. And when you choose to allow people to be their own philosopher, you're philosophizing your life, because you're using their wisdom to expand your life. And that's what this comes down to. You expanding your life through other people's wisdom as you expand the other person with your wisdom. So where do you feel controlled, contracted, and constricted in your life? Because the only one that can feel that in your life is you, and the only one that can implement it is you. And when you read the words, I read a lot on the internet, and whenever I see want, create, transform, heal, create, I understand that's a human experience, because that's the only thing you can do in the human experience is create, transform, heal, and all, and want and need. When you're in the spiritual savant that's within yourself, you're energized, engaging, expanding, enterprising, experiencing, revolutionizing, sovereignizing, and just plain partaking in your own desired life. When you're willing to let go of everything you know and everything you've been taught and unleash that spiritual savant within yourself, you'll philosophize your life into wealth and success. The phenomenons in the world really are in here, and they transpire when you're free right here in your heart. And I'm really starting to open that out. When you start using my God eternal opens out all my life, and that means you are free flowing in your energy, because everything in life is an energy, and we're actually made from the same substance as the earth, air, and everything. Everything in life emanates from hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and nitrogen, and that's what makes up our mass. So we're all equal, because we're all made from earth. We're all made from what makes up earth, air, oxygen, and the whole world. We're all made up for that. But the human world is more of a carbon world, because it's a physical seeing world. But however, take oxygen and hydrogen out of your life, which is water and air, how long would you live? So how are we using our human side, which is our carbon side, to pollute our hydrogen and oxygen, which is our life giver? And hydrogen is what they use to blast the rocket, the space shuttles into the air. So how can you use hydrogen as an energizer to unleash your God internal into the universe? That is what you really are looking to. And God is a genius, omnipotent, determining factor expanding every facet of your life. That God isn't in the world. God in heaven and your soul are all inside you. Heaven on earth is inside you. When you break down some numerals, soul and heaven both come out to 8, and 8's an infinity. And in electrical trade, infinity is just a laid down 8. So 8 is a never ending world. So how would you like to have an infinite prosperity in your soul and the heaven inside you? When you're experiencing heaven on earth, you're experiencing heaven on earth in your heart. So how does that really open you out? And that is something I really want to expand on more and more as we go. Because when you release and understand the freedoms inside you equal the freedoms outside you, how have you been taught that everything in your physical world is I can't because I don't have what? Well, you have all the unique geniusness inside you to unleash everything in your life and to live that desired life now. So what are you afraid of? How are you afraid? Just ask yourself, plain flat, how am I afraid of wealth and success? And how is everything I know about wealth and success a human factor rather than a spiritual factor? How will my spiritual sapience unlock the sovereignizing philosophies within me to live my desired life? Sovereignizing is the highest independence, freedom. Eyes is your eyes zinging through the universe, seeing everything as a golden opportunity to live your desired life and to expand through everything. And here comes out of the chat room. Listen to your heart. It's not only listen to your heart, but allow your heart to express itself. But here's the thing. There is even a higher, your heart in the highest realm. And when you get something that comes in the back of your neck, that is the high, that's your higher self and your heart culminating on your desires. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLP coaching on the Be Wisdom Network on the SLP Radio Network. And we've been live streaming and you streaming this show at the same time. And this is a new experience for me, and they all three work. This has always been kind of an entertaining time sometimes. And I really want to express to the people in the chat room and on the phones, I thank you for being here. And I want to talk about Be Wisdom Publishing. That's publishing with heart, innovation, wisdom, and promotion. And what we're going to do with Be Wisdom is when we get an author, we're going to put them on Ustream, Livestream, and they can have the videos to put on YouTube. But we're also going to give them SOP Radio and Blog Talk Radio. We're going to get them a way to be expressed and show their talents and their courtly wisdom to the world. Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, I just feed your patterns and expand you into your visions. It's about expanding your innovation, energizing your enterprising energies to live your desired life with galvanizing gusto. And I'm also with Tom Ski with Be First Inc. Tom has close to 400,000 followers on Twitter. NewsBlaze, Barrett, he puts you in front of 13 million people, and he also has All Tied Up Productions, which is promotes music and everything else in the world. So So this is what the whole arm, this is a conglomerate of things. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I want to really thank the people in the chat room, phone lines, and all my listeners and everybody that listens to the archives. And I'm going to say good night and thank you. Well, I'm typing this in.